I am a 3 or 4 out of 10 on the self-esteem scale. I could be higher, except for her. In my head is a voice, another voice. Female, my age. She tells me I can't. She tells me I'm fat. She tells me I'm not good enough. She began to creep in during the third grade. I used to be really, really overweight, like super overweight, 180 pounds. That's a lot for a little girl. Yeah, so a lot of people would judge me or make fun of me. I was really tall, too. Then my mom decided to cut my hair really, really short. Then I got braces and glasses, and it kept getting worse. I just got irritated with myself and irritated with other people. I decided to do something for myself and lose the weight around the sixth grade. So you would think that I didn't let the negative voice win. I overcame it by doing something good for myself, by getting healthy. But I didn't lose the weight the right way. I don't know if it's a disorder. I used to starve myself. I guess that's a disorder. I had always skipped breakfast anyway, ever since kindergarten. My mom never ate it, so I didn't either. But then I stopped eating lunch too. So I basically starved myself, and that wasn't good. Eventually, I became anemic because I wouldn't eat and didn't have a lot of iron in my system. My parents would be like, "Oh, if you don't take care of yourself, you might get cancer in the blood." And the doctor told me that too, so then I got scared. And, but this past experience, it caused me to kind of go into a depression. I would feel bad about myself and would just see everything negative. I was just a very negative person. Like, sometimes I would hold a lighter up under my forearm and burn myself. Yeah, like that. Eventually, I lost the weight though, so now I'm like 130. When I was young, I used to be super strong. I never used to cry for anything, ever. Now I'm super emotional. Even now I'm crying. It's horrible. It's just amazing how the world doesn't really know you until they know your story or until they're with you during that time. Like, I didn't really have a real friend until I met my best friend. I met her in the sixth grade and she accepted me for who I was. She didn't judge me whether I had braces or glasses or was overweight. We're really close and she always tries to help me and tell me all these things. She's very bubbly and she's really loud too. I'm like the complete opposite. I'm really quiet and not that bubbly. She's super positive and I'm really negative. My friend did so many things for me. She was the only one who was really there for me. My parents are not really involved in my life because I choose not to involve them. I don't like sharing with them. When I was younger, me and my mom used to fight a lot, and I'd just go to my room and ignore her. Me and her didn't really have a close relationship, and I'm fine with that. I don't have a good relationship with my mom's food either. I feel like parents are a big influence on what you eat, like a lot. I stay away from my mom's food because everything she cooks is super greasy. She doesn't make sure it's good for me or check to see if it has all the food groups covered and everything. I think my mom's cooking is what caused me to gain weight. That and my grandma. I grew up with my grandparents a lot because my mom and dad were working 24/7. Grandma couldn't really cook, so she would take me to McDonald's every Monday, and that caused it too. It's just like, I didn't know because I was a child and I'm going to eat whatever they give me. I try to remind my mom, vegetables, but she still cooks bad even after everything I've been through. I just stay away from her food. It doesn't hurt her feelings at all. She's just like, I understand. You eat your food and I'll eat my food. So I cook my own things. I love to cook. I really like salads. Chicken Caesar salads. I like the chicken mostly. And to drink white milk. Please don't ask me if I eat Cheetos and drink soda. That's upsetting to me. I dropped those a long time ago. Even though I gave up the fattening foods, even though others might see me as beautiful, tall, thin, black hair, full lips, I look in the mirror and I still see myself as this fat girl, a chubby girl. I always have this thing in my mind where I think I'm fat. I constantly repeat it to myself. I'm fat. It's that other voice inside my head bringing me down. I hear it so much I believe it. I see it. I look at myself and see fat. I tell my friends I'm fat. My friends say, stop. Shut up, you're not fat. They don't like it, so they try to help me. Like last year. Even last year I didn't want to eat. They would be like, eat. Eat. They would even buy me food. But I would just tell them I wasn't going to touch it, and that I was fat, and they were just wasting their money. Now, when they tell me I'm fat, I'm still like, I am fat. And they get really irritated. So I'm like, okay, fine. And I just stop. Stop the conversation. My friends also get irritated with me because I do homework nonstop. But it's not my fault. First of all, it takes me an hour to get to school by bus. I wake up at 5:45 in the morning, get on the bus at 6:30, and then get to school at 7:30. I don't even get back home until 5. I can't concentrate on the bus, so I do my work during lunch, during class, and at home. It takes so long. A lot of times I don't get to sleep until 3 in the morning. It's no fair. But I guess it's just a part of life and we all have to go through it. The thing is, I don't procrastinate, so I don't understand how I have so much homework. Other girls have so much extra time. My mom is like, how do they do that? And I tell her, they pass class, but not with good grades. My grades are really important to me. Still, I feel bad because even on Fridays, I get homework and I have to do it over the weekend. I miss out on family get-togethers all the time, and especially since I come from a Latino background, we have long parties. I have so much homework, I even missed out on one of my favorites. Decorating for Christmas. My parents would tell me to do this or that, and I'd be like, I can't, I have too much homework. My mom says the principal is going to kill me with all these extra assignments. We struggle to pay for schooling, too. My sister and I both go to private schools. My dad doesn't speak very good English, so he works as a 7-Up driver, even though he always wanted to be an architect. My mom lost her job as an office manager after she hired my uncle. He's not here legally, so I guess they found out or whatever, and then she got fired for it. My grades got me a scholarship, though, and my mom eventually got some financial aid. So that's good. One of my friends used to get really good grades, too. But then she started smoking weed because her parents were going through a divorce. Now she's addicted. She never tells me to try it, though. She doesn't want to do that to me. But we do get in fights over it sometimes because I hate it. Like my mom's side of the family, they all do that. They've been to jail. Actually, my cousin is in jail right now because of it. They drink all the time, too. They do stupid things, and I don't like it. So I'm totally against drinking and smoking. It makes me upset when I see people doing it. I ask my friend, "What if I did it? How would you feel?" And she said she would be super disappointed. So I told her that's exactly how I feel. I know it's not easy. With help, she could get through it. But I've learned that if you don't want to be helped or help yourself, then nothing will change. Just because my friend smokes weed doesn't mean that all want to do it. People can be smarter than that and want to do better for themselves. I'm not a bad kid. I don't do bad things, but I still don't tell my parents anything because we just don't have a close relationship. I'd say I tell my parents about 1%. I just keep the rest to myself. My parents just don't get some things. I don't think they understand the peer pressure. Like how it feels to be pushed aside or to not fit in. They just don't know what it feels like. Maybe they did once. But now, I feel like it's kinda a little harsher now. I know I wasn't around 20 years ago, but my parents and grandparents always say, I don't understand why all these bad things are happening, like why people bully each other and stuff. They go, we never had that when we were kids. That's how I know things are harder now. If parents don't know their child and what she goes through, then they're not going to know who she really is. So, like, my parents, they don't really know who I am, in my opinion. They always see me as the person I show them to be and nothing more. I think that's why they don't really understand. Maybe if they were magically turned back into teenagers from this era, maybe then they would understand much more and be like, oh my God, that's really, really hard. Especially for people who try to fit in. It's just extra hard because they always feel like they have to live up to other people's expectations. The way I see it, every single person has a different story. You might know where someone lives, but you don't know where she came from. You might know who she is now, but you don't know who she used to be. And it's like all these different things. Here is who I am. I am a 15-year-old. I am the daughter of Mexican and Nicaraguan immigrants. I am a straight A student. I want to be an architect someday. I am a 3 or 4 out of 10 on the scale of self-esteem. I am the girl who used to be strong, but now can't stop crying. The girl who listens to the voice in her head that always whispers, fat, fat, fat. The girl who looks in the mirror and sees nothing but fat, fat, fat. The girl who looks to the future and hopes for something better.